Welcome to The Brief Signal. Let's get into it. So this week, it feels like the traditional software as a service model is really starting to get agent-eaten. Guillermo Rauch over at Vercel noted that internally, almost every single one of their SaaS apps has been replaced with either generated apps or agent interfaces. Think about that. This isn't just theory. It's happening inside a leading tech company. The shift is driven by a massive demand for customized software. On the Lightcone podcast, Emergent founder Wikund shared how his team internally replaced Asana, saving $3,000 to $4,000 a month with their own AI-built tool. It really makes you wonder how much of your founder's existing SaaS spend could be replaced by a single well-built agent or a custom app their own team can just generate overnight. And here's where it gets interesting. That push for custom solutions connects directly to what's happening with vertical AI models. Intercom CPO Paul Adams highlighted this, noting that their domain-specific Apex model for customer service actually outperforms general models like GPT 5.4 and Opus 4.5. The word API tax is coming up a lot, sounding a lot like the cloud markup from 10 years ago. Companies are starting to look at fine-tuning open models for a fraction of the cost and getting better performance for specialized work. It's a huge signal for founders. Are they paying for a general model to do specialized work when a fine-tuned open model could give them better performance at a far lower cost? This backdrop of shifting value also explains a lot of the drama we're seeing in the AI lab space. OpenAI, for example, is in full code red mode. They reportedly shut down Sora, their AI video generator, which was burning $15 million a day while generating less than $500,000 a month in revenue. Those GPUs, they're being redirected to Codex, their code generation model, which just got a major plugin upgrade with unlimited usage limits. OpenAI's new CEO of applications, Fiji Simo, put it pretty directly. When new bets like Codex start to work, it's critical to double down and avoid distractions. It sounds like they're feeling a real GPU squeeze, too, with executives admitting it's painful to have user demand they can't serve. While OpenAI is making these strategic pivots, Anthropic is really eating their lunch in the enterprise space. Data cited on Pivot says Anthropic now captures 73% of new enterprise AI spending, which is a massive flip from just a few months ago. Their annualized recurring revenue surged to $19 billion, adding $6 billion in February alone. That gap with OpenAI is closing fast. And Anthropic isn't done. There was a data leak revealing Claude Mythos, described internally as by far the most powerful AI model we've ever developed, and very expensive for us to serve. They're even reportedly discussing an IPO as early as late 2026. This whole situation, OpenAI cutting products, Anthropic's next model being very expensive to serve, it really highlights a core risk. If a founder's AI stack is locked to one lab's roadmap, they're completely at their mercy. The companies winning right now, like Intercom and Cursor, are fine-tuning open models on their own infrastructure for better performance and a fraction of the cost.
Now, speaking of building, Anthropic also recently shared how they achieved long-running autonomous software engineering with a multi-agent harness. This is a planner, a generator, and an evaluator working together, which helps separate the agent doing the work from the agent judging it. It's a blueprint for building much more reliable autonomous agents that can tackle complex multi-hour engineering tasks. And this brings us to Andre Karpathy's fascinating observation on the No Priors podcast. He described how his coding workflow has flipped from 80% writing code to 2% writing code and 98% delegating to agents. His core thesis, everything is skill issue. When agents fail, he says it's almost always the human's instructions or agent configuration that's lacking, not the model's capability. So the bottleneck isn't the AI model itself, it's how your team designs those prompts and agent instructions. That's a painful insight, but it leads to practical solutions. Stripe, which processed almost $2 trillion last year, just launched a new command line interface that lets AI agents provision and pay for pretty much any service, Vercel, Superbase, Neon, with just one command. This directly addresses Karpathy's point about the messy wiring of services for agents, routing all that agent billing through Stripe. It raises a great question for founders. Does their current setup allow agents to provision and pay for services autonomously? Then there's YC CEO Gary Tan, reportedly shipping 10,000 to 20,000 lines of production code per day using GStack, a system of 20 AI specialists running across every sprint phase. He's even open sourced it. This is a massive leap in developer productivity, and it shows how multi-agent systems are redefining coding output. And finally, something truly exciting that ties into Google's offerings, the new Google Voice API. With sub-second latency in over 90 languages, it's reportedly replacing receptionists with a simple Python script. This creates a huge opportunity for founders to build AI agents for specific niches, like dental offices or salons, to handle FAQs and bookings. Imagine charging $1,000 a month for a service that typically costs $3,000 a month with human receptionists. So for you this week, maybe try this. Build a voice AI agent for a niche vertical like dental clinics or salons using Google's new voice API to handle FAQs and bookings. Target a $1,000 a month service fee, knowing human receptionists cost $3,000 a month. And from our side, Google Research just unveiled TurboQuant, a new algorithm that compresses LLM KV cache by 6 times or more with an 8x speedup and 0 accuracy loss. As Akash Gupta noted, this 3-bit KV cache compression changes the entire cost structure of AI inference, attacking that variable cost that often kills you in LLM deployments. Then, building on this week's signal about AI transforming call centers, Google's Gemini 3.1 Flash Live real-time voice model has already been deployed to customers, with Home Depot already using it. This brings sub-second latency and multilingual capabilities, making truly natural conversational AI accessible for business automation. Both TurboQuant and the Gemini 3.1 Flash Live deployments really underscore Google's focus on foundational innovations that make advanced AI capabilities dramatically more cost-efficient and performant, which is essential for founders navigating that API tax and the rising demand for AI-driven automation.
It's clear that the future isn't just about building AI. It's about re-architecting everything around it, from billing to human-AI collaboration. Thanks for listening. Leave feedback on this episode at the bottom of the page.